as we welcome in Daryl Evans, LA Kings analyst. Good morning, Daryl. You're with Kevin Karius and Sportsnet's Mark Spector. Thanks for hopping on Sports 1440 this morning.
Well, always a pleasure, guys. A great day for kick the playoff series off. It's a great time of year.
Yeah, it's almost been a rite of spring here between the Oilers and Kings, third straight year, and they did three straight years back in the 90s as well, 90, 91, and 92 meeting in the playoffs. So familiar foes. What do you make of this one, Daryl, compared to maybe last year?
Yeah, you know what? Again, two teams that are very familiar with each other. And I think over the 3 years now, both teams have made adjustments to improve their team, you know, to kind of get to the next level. And for the Kings, the next level is, you know, winning a series and, you know, being against the Oilers, of course. You know, I think they've made, you know, they've made a lot of strides in that regard. I think sometimes the Kings aren't maybe, they don't get maybe the respect that they deserve. You know, I think that, you know, they come in as the underdog. But I think it's going to be a heck of a series. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you look at the games between the two teams with the adjustments that both teams have made. It's a chess match out there. It's, you know, a shift to shift, game to game. And it should be an interesting series. I expect a long series, mm-hmm. you know, for sure.
What would you say, Daryl, if I said to you, tell me why the LA Kings are a better team today than they were 12 months ago? What list off for me what makes them a better team?
Well, I think the playoff experience that they had last year, you know, they haven't had a lot of playoff experience. So, you know, the guys that have been around for the last 2 years, and then some of the guys played last year for the first time. They're still going to have a couple of guys that are guys like LaFerriere and that are going to step into the postseason for the first time. But I think when you get a chance to play in playoff hockey, we all know it's a whole different beast when you get into that. That you learn a lot from it. And that's, you know, you wait for the next opportunity, and that next opportunity is now for the Kings. So I think playing as a group, I think they've matured as a group. I think they've got a better trust in each other. And I think they feel very confident, you know, in the way that they're playing, that that this will be the year that, you know, they find themselves to the next level. But, of course, we all know it's not going to be easy. Mm-hmm. I always find the first round of the playoffs to be the hardest round. You know, you get into a little bit of a rhythm, but it should be good. But, this, you know, the strides that they made, the addition of Dubois, you know, Englund back on the blue line, you know, the goaltending has stabilized itself. The penalty kill has improved from last year. So I think they've definitely addressed, you know, things that maybe – I don't want to say hurt them, but maybe for the reason
they. I think we might have just lost Daryl Evans. Duke, is he just probably maybe zipping in and out of coverage there? We'll check him out here.
Sorry, yeah, we just lost
him. So, have we got him, Duke? Yeah. Daryl, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear.
Perfect. Good stuff. Yeah. So we just missed the end of your last answer, but for you, as we're joined by Daryl Evans, LA Kings analyst, Kevin Karius, Mark Spector on Sports 1440. What have you noticed, any differences in the team, Daryl, since Jim Hiller took over for Todd McClellan behind the bench? What's kind of caught your eye in the sense of the two different coaches, you know, what they've been offering behind the bench?
I would say they're probably a little bit more aggressive. I know that was something that they wanted to push. You know, when Jim took over, he wanted them to be a little bit more aggressive, maybe a little bit more physical. Another area that they've really addressed was stepping into the shooting lanes and blocking shots. I think collectively as a group, they've really elevated in that regard. Everybody on the ice, forwards, defense, you know, they're doing their part to, you know, help their goaltenders, help protect their goal. And I think there's definitely been an increase in that regard, blocking shots. So, you know, the opposition still, you know, will find a way to get their chances. But I think for the most part, the increased block shots and the physicality have been two noticeable differences from the team, playing with a little bit more pace.
So, Daryl, this is being billed as the first game all season that the LA Kings have had their entire lineup together. Nobody's hurt. That's got to give you sort of an intangible, right? That's got to give you It's got to be good for the Kings, not just because they have all their good players. You know, looks like I assume Grunstrom's going to play. They got Arvidsson back. But I think that when the group gets everyone, you know, when the nest is full, right, guys kind of feel a bit better about their team.
For sure. You know, and I think what it does too is allows the coaches to, you know, to slot everybody in the positions that when you put your team together at the beginning of the year, you know, you look at, okay, this guy was acquired for here. This guy will move up to this line. Yeah. This guy comes over here. And then through the course of the year, let's face it, everybody goes through injuries and, you know, the ups and downs and, you know, coaches are, you know, they're not too, you know, so fortunate to be able to have everybody available. But, you know, for the first time, the Kings will have that. Being that, you know, Grunstrom hasn't played for a while, so it's probably going to be a little bit of an adjustment for him. He got to play a couple of games in the American Hockey League, you know, this past week, but, you know, stepping into the NHL is definitely a boost, and then stepping in at postseason time is even another level. So there'll be a little bit of adjustment for him. But I think Arvidsson was definitely, you know, a big piece coming back. You know, the right-handed shot for the power play. He pulls everybody into the battle. He's got all those little intangibles, his voice in the locker room. He plays with an edge. So, you know, those are pieces that, you know, that should make a difference as the way the Kings approach the game and what it does for the opposition, the way the opposition looks and tries to line up against the Kings as well.
Mm-hmm. Darrell Evans with us, LA Kings analyst on Sports 1440. Well, I would imagine you've seen every game that Anze Kopitar has played, Darrell. What amazes you and continues to amaze you on a guy that's 36 years old but is still almost a point-a-game guy in the regular season and continues to elevate his game once the postseason rolls around?
Yeah, I think the word that comes up is just consistency. You know, he's one of the most underrated players in the league. You know, I think it, you know, we, myself included, you know, because we get to see him all the time, not only in the games, but in practice, the way he conducts himself both on and off the ice, you know, the ultimate professional, very unselfish. You look at his numbers, his production, his goals in his first 6 years of his career to his last 6 years of his career, and they're almost identical. So I think that speaks to his commitment to, you know, the adjustments that he's made in his training to be able to play with today's athlete. You know, back in, you know, when he first started 18 years ago, you know, the speed of the game has increased so much, and he's still yet able to go out there. He plays against the opposition's top players night in and night out, plays in all the critical situations, power play, penalty kill, up a goal, down a goal. So his value is such a great level, but it's really been a treat. He's had one heck of a career, Hall of Fame type of career, and really, you know, right now showing no signs of backing off at all. I think with the, you know, the youthful injection of guys like Byfield, who's played on his side most of the year this year, and of course what Adrian Kempe's done the last couple of years, that has allowed him to really use the cerebral part of his game and maybe leave a little bit of that physicality up to those other.
Well, it's really, we got him back, I think.
Yeah, I say, you know, he plays such a complete game. You know, the opposition, when they play against him, you know, they have so much respect for the way he plays in the defensive zone. Never cheats the game. Offensively, he could probably put up more numbers, but it's all about the team, you know, and he's been fortunate enough to raise the Stanley Cup a couple of times in his career, and he's hungry to do it again. So we'll see how he can push his team this year as the playoffs start today.
So we make a lot of it up here about the different styles. It's Darrell, it's basically the Oilers are good because they push the pace and try to score, and the Kings are evil because they clog the neutral zone up. It's good versus evil. Even the Kings wear black like Darth Vader. I'd ask you this seriously, though. Adrian Kempe led the Kings with 75 points this year. The Oilers had four players with more than that. The Kings had one 30-goal scorer. The Oilers had three. Is this a case of the Kings are going to need to up their offense to beat Edmonton, or do they need to? Is it more important to thwart Edmonton's offense? Do the Kings score enough if they can defend the Oilers well enough, or do they need to score more?
Well, I think there's a happy medium there. You know, you can never score enough or too much, But I think, you know, this team has been built. The backbone of the hockey club has been defense for the last, you know, probably 15, 20 years. That's the strength of the team. Everybody's committed to doing that. Offensively, I think they've definitely improved over the last few years with the additions of Deneau, Arvidsson, Kevin Fiala. You know, we haven't seen the maybe the production from, you know, Dubois, but this is basically one of the reasons why he was acquired for was this time of year. So we'll see how that plays out through this series. Adrian Kempe is taking his game to another level. Byfield's starting to emerge. So I think the offense is starting to come. And I think they're capable of scoring more goals than they have in the past. But it all comes down to, you know, structure. If they play their game defensively, they put themselves in a good position. Mm-hmm. We all know the Oilers got all kinds of firepower. You can almost say they score at will. So it's going to be a battle. You know, it's going to be which team can execute their game plan to the finest and make the adjustments, again, from shift to shift, game to game, as the series goes on. But because they're so familiar with each other, I expect it to be real tight. I think, you know, you got to play with a lot of patience out there. You know, I think if you try to go out and, you know, win a game or win a series, you know, quick and fast, it's probably not going to, you know, it's not going to do well for you. I think you've got to be prepared for the long haul. And when the opportunities rise, you've got to take advantage of them. So I think that's the type of series it's going to be.
Darrell Evans with us on Sports 1440. We've broken this series down every way for the last 3 days and for the last 2.5 hours, Darrell. So let's go a little lighter here. And how often do you get asked about the Miracle on Manchester 42 years ago, Oilers and Kings in that series in 1982? And I'm sure every time someone brings it up, you get a smile on your face.
No doubt about it. I mean, this time of year is always special. And, you know, being able to reflect back, you know, on that series, it, you know, it's just great memories. I've probably learned to appreciate it a lot more, you know, now than I did at the time. But, it's just great. And again, just, you know, even like watching some of the other games now, you know, you look at, you know, teams are down, you know, 2-3 goals, 4 goals, and teams are battling back. It's just great. But that's something I'll never forget. It'll always be, you know, a highlight of my career. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to not only be part of it, but, you know, to be able to, you know, score the goal in that comeback game. Again, it's something I'm very proud of and something that I'll always cherish.
Yeah, down 2 or 3 is a little different than being down 5 in the third period and coming back to win it in overtime, game 3, 6-5. Just that series, Darrell. So you end up 2-1 after that game, lose game 4, it was a close one, and you come back to Edmonton and beat the Oilers 7-4 in game 5.
Yeah, that was ironic in that series. You know, the Oilers, how they scored that year, and the Kings won, you know, the 10-8 game, the 6-5 game in overtime, and 7-4, and they lost the 2-3-2 game, which was,
there you go.
Was crazy that the Oilers won the tight checking games, you know. But I remember, you know, the two teams flying back to Edmonton for game 5 on the same plane. That was the quietest plane ride I've ever been on.
Is that right? Wow.
See, and that, you know, it's a metaphor, right? The great offensive team is very seldom wins when it counts with great offensive efforts. All those great Oilers teams had to, you know, the biggest game in Oilers history was a 1-0 game, right? Mm-hmm. This Oilers team we got now, they've been scoring for forever and they haven't won jack. It's not until they can play solid defensive hockey will they win. And we all love goals, Darrell. Right? We all love goals, but it's defense wins championships, no?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think when you actually, like that series, and, you know, as looking back at it, I think it was probably the best lesson that ever happened to the Edmonton Oilers because they went on to win cups after that. I think they, you know, they really looked at their own game. Of course, they had, you know, all kinds of talent, and this team here has all kinds of talent with the Oilers now. A lot of offense, but you know, guys making a commitment to do the little things, to play the defensive type of games. And you know, until you're prepared to, you know, whether it's a 1-0 game or a 2-1 game, whatever you want to call it, to battle in those games, you know, other times the same things can happen. Bounces can go the other way. So I think the game has changed, you know, from the 80s. There's a lot more attention to detail. I think the skill set right from the first guy to the last guy in the lineup is that much greater. There used to be more dump and chase, you know, maybe a little bit more fighting and, you know, I don't want to say more physicality because today's players are very physical as well, but a lot more fighting back then. But now it's the skill of the game. The entertainment level is unbelievable, but the skill that the players have, and that's where I think when it comes to this time of year, this is where, you know, of course we all know the McDavids and the Draisaitls, you know, for Edmonton, and, you know, the Kempes and Fialas and Kopitars for the Kings. But it's those guys in the on your third and fourth units. Those are the guys that, you know, your role players, and, you know, you start getting goals from, you know, your bottom six forwards or maybe from a couple of defense. I think those are the things that could decide, you know, a tight series.
Daryl, can't thank you enough for your time. Really enjoy the series. We'll see you down at the rink. Appreciate you coming on Sports 1440. Take care.
Always a pleasure, guys. Anytime. Enjoy. It's going to be a fun series.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.